أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهم رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, a few weeks ago we were going through during the Jummah khutbah and some of the khatiras I were doing, we were talking about the blessings of gratitude, having shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of blessings and benefits that brings to your life, having an attitude of gratitude, how much khayr can come to your life for having gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned the very famous verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam to tell Bani Israel, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ, that if you're grateful to me, I will give you more. But now we have to talk about the flip side of gratitude, because this verse does not end there. This verse does not end with Allah just telling them that if you're grateful to me, I will give you more. This verse, the second part of it, talks about the opposite of gratitude and what happens. And this is our discussion today, insha'Allah ta'ala, where at the end of the verse, Allah says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you are ungrateful, Allah says, if you're grateful to me, I'll give you more. But if you are ungrateful, then know that my punishment is severe. My punishment is severe. Kafur, ingratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of the major sins that we can have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to make it a very similar word to a word that you know very well. Kafir. Disbelief. Someone who is a disbeliever. Kafir and kafur, they're very similar to each other. Ingratitude and disbelief. Why? Because the scholars say they are on the boundary of one another. They're on the boundary of one another. Someone who is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in danger of disbelief. And the disbeliever is always in a state of ingratitude. The disbeliever, they both come from the same word, kafara, which means to cover up or to conceal. The disbeliever covers up or conceals the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth that they know, the truth that is within their hearts, their fitrah that they know, they deny it, they cover it up. Ingratitude, to have ingratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the same thing. That you are covering up what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. You are concealing what Allah has really given you, and you are being ungrateful towards Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورًا, that indeed most of mankind are ungrateful. Most of mankind are ungrateful. Yes, there are so many things that we could complain about. We could complain about. There is every one of you, I guarantee you, if I were to ask you to give me a list of things that you could complain about in your life, then you could count them. You could count them. But to be ungrateful to Allah is to deny that with all of these things I have to complain about, I have so much more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So much more that He's doing for me. So much more that is happening to me. And this is why Allah says over and over and over and over again, فَبِأَيِّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the favors of your Lord can you deny? To deny them is ingratitude. To say that I do not have life because Allah gave it to me. And to waste it away is ingratitude. To say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me food and I am wasteful with it is ingratitude. To waste anything that Allah has given us is being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the biggest ingratitude that we can have as Muslims, the biggest state of kufura that we can have as Muslims, is to be ungrateful for this beautiful guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, I don't have the words to express it enough, except take it from someone. Take it from someone who was once on the other side of the fence. I was once on the other side of Iman. I was once kafir. For many years out throughout my life, denied the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. even was of the opinion that Muslims would be the Antichrist, that the Mahdi of the Muslims was going to be the Antichrist. That was my conception, and that Muslims were evil, to the pure evil to the core, because I knew no better. Take it from someone who had once had that mind frame, and now, without Islam, I would be lost. I would have nothing. I would be nothing. There is nothing that I would trade for this beautiful light of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. That is the biggest gratitude to be able to show to Allah, is the favor that Allah has guided me. Everything after that is a bonus. Everything after that is a bonus. If Allah gives me anything after faith, it is a bonus. If Allah gives me food after faith, it's a bonus. If He allows me to breathe after faith, it's a bonus. Because everything that comes to the believer, we have talked about, is a khair for them. It is a khair for them. So to be ungrateful to Allah while He has given you faith, while He has given you guidance, to then show Him ingratitude is of the deepest of sins. And this is what Allah told Bani Israel, that if you're grateful, yes, I will give you more. I will make your life amazing. I will increase you. But if you are ungrateful, indeed, my punishment is severe. It's severe. Because anything that we have, anything. Yes, we have a lot to complain about. But don't tell me that you don't have things. Anything you have is from Allah. If you have life, it's from Allah. If you have food to eat in your house, it's because Allah gave it to you. If you have clothes on your back today, it's because Allah clothed you. You might think, I earned a paycheck. I went to the store. I bought it. I put it on. No, all of this is possible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we learn when we learn rububiyyah. When we learn the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That anything that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of Allah. There is nothing that is possible without Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power. There's no capability. There's no movement. There's no might. There's no strength. There's nothing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything that is because of Him, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. So if I have a home to go to today, it's because He gave it to me. If I have anything in my life, it's because He has blessed me with it. This should be enough to push ingratitude out of our minds. That no matter what, yes, I might get upset. I might feel like I don't want to continue to go through these struggles. And yes, sometimes you might complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's fine. That's fine. Even some of the anbiya would complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's fine to complain. But ingratitude is when you take those things that Allah has put in front of you that you don't like, and you have harshness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your thought process. You have ill feelings towards Allah. You think that Allah is treating you unfairly. And this is what I hear a lot of times from Allah, especially a lot from my counseling clients, is that Allah is unfair to me. I feel like Allah is being unjust to me. And I try to remind them, was Allah unjust to Ibrahim when he was thrown into the fire? Was Allah unjust to Nuh alayhi salam when he destroyed all his people and stuck him in the boat? Was Allah unjust to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Isa, when he was plotted on by his own people and they tried to put him on a cross and crucify him? Was Allah unjust to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when his own family members turns against him? Was Allah unjust when he was boycotted by his own people, kith and kin, out of his city? Was Allah unjust when he was banished from it basically and had to make hijrah to Medina? Was Allah unjust to him? No, he was not. Allah was putting our prophets through things that they knew they would need. Look at the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam is the beautiful example of the difference between gratitude and ingratitude. Allah tested Ayyub piece by piece, taking one thing away from him after another, taking one after another, first taking his property, taking his family, taking his wealth, taking his health. All throughout it, what did he do? Thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whatever Allah gives belongs to him. So if he takes it back, it belonged to him in the first place. How can I complain about Allah taking something from me, which he gave to me in the first place? It all belongs to him. Even myself, I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he decides today to take me back, I'm owned by him. It is what it is. And even when Ayyub's wife came to him and said, when are you going to give up this idea of being grateful? Look at what Allah has done for you and done to you. He was still grateful. And what happened? Allah gave him more. Allah gave him more, returned to him so many times over. But there were so many occasions where he could have just given up and he said, you know what? This is unjust. I've gone through too much. and it would have turned off the keys to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and opened the doors to his wrath. That is how easily this can switch. You can go from being a state of being in beautiful blessing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through gratitude to quickly switching the door to punishment through ingratitude. We have to remind ourselves that anything that Allah puts in front of us, it's because it's exactly how He wants it to be. This is how I, inshallah ta'ala, want you to think. That whatever Allah is putting in front of me, whatever is happening in my life, whatever is happening in the world, it's because it's exactly the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it to be. And He is Al-Hakim, He is the most wise. أَقُولِ قَوْدَ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرِ لِلْوَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا خَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. There's a lot of evil going on in the world today. A lot of evil. Because there's a lot of evil people. But we have to constantly remind ourselves that the way the world is right now is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it to be for a reason. That reason we do not need to know. That reason we do not need to know. The why doesn't need to be answered. The point is, what is the lesson that we are going to take from the condition of the world today? Are we going to look at the world around us today and become better people because of it? Because the world needs it. The world needs better people. Are we going to be helpful? Are we going to stand up for justice? Are we going to fight against evil? Are we going to do Amr bin Maruf wa Nahy an Munkar? Are we going to do the things that we were supposed to do? Or are we going to complain? Because we have become a society of complainers. And I'm not just talking about the Muslim community. I'm talking about in general. A society of complainers. We love to complain. Complaining has become like a pastime. It's become a hobby. And within the Muslim community, we would be very, very close in the runnings of winning these races when it comes to complaining. We love to complain about everything without realizing that everything is the way it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not think that Allah is unjust to anyone. Allah is al-adl. Allah is al-adl. That means anything that is happening on this earth is just. And you might not think that it's just today. Maybe you'll think that there are tyrants who have done so much wrong, so much tragedy, so much killing, so much horror, and they got away with it. They got away with it. There are people who have done millions of wrongs, and they get away with it. They never get held accountable for it. Tyrants, they get away with it. You see this state now that is putting our brothers and sisters through Gaza, through horrible, and they're just getting away with it. I want to just simply remind you, this will help you with this ingratitude that is seeping into our hearts. No one escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a saying here in the South, and if you've lived here long enough, you'll know. They say, every dog has its day. Every dog has its day. And some people are so evil, so corrupt, so to the core, rotten, that there is no punishment on this earth that would suffice the evil that they have done. There is no punishment that Allah could send to them in this world that would recompense them correctly for what they have done. So He waits. He waits. He lets them think, gives them the false hope that they've gotten away with it. Maybe they'll even die on their deathbed, surrounded by their family, everyone around them, praising them that they were so amazing. But the moment, let me promise you, brothers and sisters, the moment the angel of death arrives, they will know and understand the reality of what waits them. They will know, and it will begin at that moment, and it will not be lightened for them at all. It will continue in the grave, day in, day out, and on the day of judgment, they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whom they thought they could escape, the compeller. They will meet Him, and they will find out what real justice is. And on that day, no one will be wronged. No harm will be unrecompensed. No evil deed unpunished. On that day, they will stand in front of Allah and they will have ransomed their whole family to avoid the punishment that waits them. No one escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you look around the world, yes, it's depressing. It's hard. It hurts us sometimes. But I know that we serve a Rabb who is just. We serve a Rabb who is merciful. We serve a Rabb who is Al-Aleem. He is the all-knowing. He is Al-Hakim. He is the most wise. And everything is in its particular order and place because He has willed it to be so. And I do not doubt without a single bit of my soul that it will all come to sense on the great day. So I leave the affairs that I have no control over in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most capable. He is Quli Shay'in Qadir. He is above all things powerful and capable. So remember, gratitude will get you amazing things. It will bring blessings to your life like you cannot imagine. But ingratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about tremendous punishment. And it is one step away from disbelief, and it is carrying many of the characteristics of those who do not believe. So may Allah protect us from ingratitude. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا قوم الكافرين اللهم انصر إسلام المسلمين اللهم انصر وإز إسلام المسلمين في كل مكان يرحم الراحمين وأدر تشرك ومشركين سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة